My guest at this time is Aaron Klein, New York Times bestselling author. He is the Middle East correspondent for WND.com. He's been the author of best-selling books, including The Manchurian President. His new book is entitled Fool Me Twice, Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years Exposed. His co-author is Brenda Elliott. And Aaron, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the big mysteries for a lot of people following this campaign is what the president wants to do in the next term. And here's a clip from a recent speech that he gave out in California, which really gave the first clue of anything that he's actually admitting that he wants to do.
Just like we've tried their plan, we've tried our plan, and it worked. That's the difference. That's the choice in this election. That's why I'm running for a second term.
He says that's why he's running for a second term, because his plan for fairness in the tax code, basically meaning he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. Mitt Romney doesn't. He says Romney wants to cut taxes for the wealthy. And that's the big difference in this campaign. And that's what he's focused on in the next 4 years. This book obviously talks about a whole lot more than just that. But let's talk about what he means by fairness. You have a chapter on that. What exactly is his end game in terms of fairness, specifically with the tax code?
Yeah, he's not being very honest with the American public, or at least very clear about exactly what he means. I can tell you, actually, it goes far beyond the tax code. For example, my co-author and I, Brenda J. Elliott, found second-term plans by the exact same progressive groups, by the way, who are behind his first-term agenda, on a lot of so-called economic fairness, and it's not exactly fair. We'll start off with paycheck fairness, which is a second-term plan of Obama that would see the U.S. government actually determine what would be a fair salary for each job, for private jobs. Well, that's massive government intervention. Also, for example, a living wage fairness, which would increase the minimum wage of each individual employee to meet what is known as the basic needs of the individual, including food, including health care, including housing, and so on. Well, you might actually immediately think, well, that actually sounds pretty good. Our wages are going to be increased. The thing is, first of all, who's going to pay for this? Second, there's the question of the massive government intervention. But third, actually, the missing link here is that this has been tried in the past. In fact, actually, in the 1990s until 2003, it was tried at about 80 cities across America, pushed, by the way, in large part by Acorn, and it was a disaster. It caused an anti-business climate. In Baltimore, for example, it was credited with the community of Baltimore, the city, having their economy crash and burn, losing jobs while surrounding cities had jobs raised. So this is only the beginning. We're talking about a massive second-term stimulus. We're talking about implementing Obamacare in a way that it would be very difficult to ever, in any way, shape, or form, remove from the system. But more than that, move closer toward a single-payer health care system that would be centralized by the government. And that's the main theme here, by the way. It's constant government centralization of our lives.
And let's move to health care, because other than the economy, health care is clearly going to be one of the top issues this year, given the president's plan, the Supreme Court decision, and how the American people are reacting to that. Explain how the president plans to move towards a single-payer system. Will it just simply be the way they implement the law that was passed, or will we see executive orders and so forth that leave Congress out of the equation, assuming that the Republicans have at least one chamber?
Executive order is one modus operandi, indeed, if indeed in Obama's next 4 years it's difficult for, let's say, the Democrats to take more control. But it starts with implementing Obamacare in a way that, as I said, it would be very difficult if at any point in time it can be removed. But it continues with a push, for example, for a kind of Medicaid-style system that would be expanded, also a children's health insurance program that would see more and more Americans being covered through public insurance in a manner that gets closer and closer toward a single-payer system. An executive order is the order of the day. If you already see during President Obama's first term the massive number of executive orders that were already pushed through, including, by the way, on amnesty, well, basically de facto amnesty for now, at least for hundreds of thousands of illegals, That's just the start of what President Obama would do in a second term. In fact, what we have second term plans for when it comes, for example, to amnesty, and this ties into health care, amnesty for millions more illegals living in the U.S. For example, we have plans that would see Obama issue an executive order in a second term that would define something called a vulnerable population. Now, what this means, categorized in vulnerable population, are illegals who make a salary and then have dependents, family members, in other words, that are dependent on that salary. Well, that pretty much describes most illegal aliens living in the U.S. today. And then also it would be illegal, aside from that kind of de facto amnesty, it would make it much more difficult for border agents to or any police within the U.S. To do anything about illegals in the U.S. For example, they would define this new classified faith-based communities or neighborhood organizations where it would be illegal to deport illegal aliens from a cemetery or a healthcare facility, a hospital, federal court system, a church, a synagogue, a school, it goes on and on the list. In other words, if you're about to be arrested, just run to a school or run to a cemetery and nobody can touch you. And again, that's just the beginning.
We're talking with Aaron Klein of WND. His book is Fool Me Twice. Aaron also hosts a very successful radio talk show on WABC on Sundays in New York City. You've talked a few times about, as we talk about different subjects here, about there are plans. You talk in the book about these different groups that have a tremendous amount of influence on this administration on various subjects, from the Center for American Progress on the military to the Climate Action Project. When it comes to the president's jobs plan, it's a group called DEMOS. There's this Know Your Care, Protect Your Care on health care. What are some common threads, if any, among these organizations, and why do they have such pull?
I'll tell you, actually, a lot of people believe that Obama came down from the sky in 2008 and then invented what became his stimulus, or invented what became the thousands of pages of Obamacare. Actually, Obama had very little to do with the specifics of crafting this policy. It was these very progressive groups that you named, and many more that are in the book, that were literally behind the stimulus. They were behind Obamacare. I mean, they actually helped to write, for example, the Apollo Alliance, it's called, just to throw it out there, wrote the green portions of the stimulus bill, or something called the Economic Policy Institute wrote what became some of, the main parts of Obamacare. And so these same progressive groups that were already behind much of Obama's first term, not only agenda, but specific policies, have been hard at work at crafting and perfecting and recommending the blueprint for Obama's second term. So I'm not arguing that the exact plans as written exactly by these groups and in Fool Me Twice will be the exact blueprint that Obama will use and implement it as it's written. But there's no question this is not only the wish list. This is the specific agenda. This is what they will attempt. Maybe they won't get everything through, but this is the blueprint on all issues, on health care, on military, on immigration reform, on jobs, on so-called economic fairness, and a slew of other issues. And by the way, some of this traces all the way back not only to these last few years, but even to a century ago. Actually, there's a second-term plan to bring back FDR's Works Progress Administration, for example, that would build a lot of government money to build roads and bridges and tunnels. Also, a National Infrastructure Bank. So these plans have been around for quite some time, some of them, but they have been perfected and crafted for Obama's second term.
Let's talk very briefly about a couple other issues. Number one, the green agenda, green jobs, we've certainly heard a lot about in this term. You talk in the book about a green bank, and you also say, because of talk radio's strong skepticism towards the science behind the climate change agenda, there's going to be a strong push, most likely, to once again implement the fairness doctrine and shut down talk radio.
Yeah, it's amazing that Obama, we're still uncovering more and more corruption from Obama's 2009 stimulus, or even putting corruption aside, the number of companies that continue to go bankrupt that received hundreds of millions of dollars is staggering. And by the way, in the book, Fool Me Twice, I have more connections of members of current members of the Obama administration to and people who helped craft the stimulus bill in 2009 to companies that received hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, so you would think that Obama in a second term would just kind of leave the concept of green stimulus. No, in fact, there's more green stimulus coming. As you just mentioned, there's even a plan for a national green bank or a green energy fund controlled by the U.S. government. But what's amazing is that on the one hand, there's more and more funding toward these green schemes, and on the other, taking away money from the U.S. military for crucial components, by the way, including missile defense, including just building missiles, including the military research, including slashing the ground forces, the Air Force, the naval fleet, submarines, the U.S. nuclear missile arsenal, and yet using that savings for more green stimulus, and yet plans to actually use the military, I kid you not, to combat global warming. This is some of the agenda. And central to all of this, of course, is the so-called science behind global warming. And the progressive groups, as you just mentioned, are quite concerned about those in the news media that raise questions about what is at the foundation of their policies on climate change, and that would be so-called global warming. And so, yes, there is a push, there is a plan at least for during Obama's second term, to push on some level for some sort of New Deal fairness doctrine to regulate talk radio, to regulate the internet, to regulate the airwaves.
Last 30 seconds, Aaron, as we've covered a lot of topics here, just scratched the surface on most of them. Folks can pick up a copy of Fool Me Twice. Why did you feel it was necessary to write the book? What message, as you went through all these topics, do you want people to take away?
In 2008, Obama talked about the fundamental transformation of America, but nobody bothered to ask him what that means. So right now he's talking about economic fairness. Nobody bothers to ask him what that means. Well, we have exactly what it means, and I think that if voters knew the specifics of Obama's upcoming second-term policy assault, the outcome of the election would be very different. So this book, it's not opinion, it's fact after fact, plan after plan, all documented with exactly the second-term recommendations and blueprint of Obama. Not what he says it is, but what it actually is.
Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Aaron Klein is a Middle East correspondent for WND.com. He's an accomplished New York Times bestselling author, including the book The Manchurian President. He's a radio host on WABC in New York. The new book, Fool Me Twice, Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years Exposed. His co-author is Brenda J. Elliott. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.